This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Three American priests who broke with the Episcopal Church were consecrated as bishops in Africa this past week, two in Kenya and one in Uganda. The clergymen left the Episcopal Church over its appointment of an openly gay bishop in 2003. They will return to America, but they'll be reporting back to conservative mother churches in Africa. NPR Africa correspondent Ophabia Quist-Arkton has the story.
I, William Leo Murdoch, by divine permission...
The colorful consecration ceremony of Bishops Bill Murdoch of Texas and Bill Atwood of Massachusetts at All Saints Cathedral in Nairobi, Kenya, on Thursday. The two have become the latest defectors to split from the Episcopal Church because of the row over the appointment of gay clergy. Kenyan Anglican Archbishop Bernard Nzimbi said their decision was not intended to widen already bitter divisions over the gay issue in the worldwide Anglican communion or to alienate the new American bishops from their original home church.
They will be called conservatives, but they will be keeping to the word of God. You know, we need to preach the gospel the way we received it.
Bishop Atwood of Massachusetts agrees.
What I would say is that the Episcopal Church is the one that's done the breaking by making choices that are so far outside the bounds of Christian teaching. What we're trying to do is reach out across the divides, proclaim the gospel, and pray for healing.
Kenya and Uganda have become the latest deeply conservative African homes away from home after Nigeria and Rwanda for these disillusioned former Episcopal clergymen. The African wings of the church are openly and vocally anti-gay. Observers predict that the latest move by breakaway churches in Africa will likely hasten the fragmentation of the global church. Reverend Jan Nanley, Deputy Communications Chief for the Episcopal Church in the United States, disagrees.
By our latest count, we only have 32 congregations that have declared that they have left. We have 11 that have split, and we have 22 that have voted to leave. That's a total of 65 out of 7,800 congregations. I would say that's not a split, that's at most a splinter.
But what about the well-publicized and well-attended consecrations of the American bishops held in Africa this week in the presence of leading African and Caribbean clergy?
Very big ceremonies do not a split make. I trust in the good sense and the good order of Episcopalians, and this is not the most important thing to know about the Episcopal Church.
Meanwhile, against the wishes of the Episcopal Church, the third bishop elevated in Africa this week, John Guernsey, heads back to the U.S., but will be reporting back to the church in Uganda. He'll be preaching to Episcopalians in conservative parishes in the state of Virginia who no longer feel they can tolerate the American church's liberal stance on homosexuality. The same goes for the congregations of Bishops Atwood and Murdoch. They will now be answerable to the Church of Kenya. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.